In this video, I'll give you a quick look at how ASP.NET Ajax has been included as a first-class concept into both ASP.NET 3.5 and Visual Studio 2008. So, let's fire up Visual Studio and create a website project. Now, notice there's no Ajax-enabled website template because ASP.NET Ajax is now just part of ASP.NET 3.5. So let's go ahead here and we'll hop over into design mode and start to create an Ajax-enabled web application. So we'll go down here, grab from the Ajax Extensions Toolbox tab, which is now no longer a separate install as it's been before. It's just part of the default Visual Studio install. Let's grab an update panel, drop it in our main div. Inside that update panel, let's just build sort of the quintessential ASP.NET Ajax update panel demo. So I'll grab a text box, a button, and a label control. Now, take note. I've just highlighted this button. Take note of what we've got here. We see the tag designator. If I double click on the button, I get the code behind generation for the click event handler, and I can say label1.text. Equals some static text plus whatever's in that text box. All right, so I'm sure you've seen this sort of demo before. Let's go into split view here just quickly for a second, and I'm just going to center this content just so it's easier for you folks to see watching the video. So I'll grab that closing center tag, put it down underneath the closing tag for the update panel. And now I can go ahead and run this application. I'll warn you in advance, this will not work. This will fail. Right, so this fails as is specified here in the error message that the control with ID update panel requires a script manager on the page, and the script manager must appear before any controls that need it. So, as has been common in previous versions of ASP.NET Ajax, every page that's going to use the Ajax technologies requires a script manager on the page, the script manager on the page also is a hint to Visual Studio that the ASP.NET Ajax resources are going to be required. So let's go ahead and drop a script manager on the page. Go ahead and now run our application. And we'll see that we have the working Ajax application just as we would expect. Right, so first-class support's built in, but it's still streamlined for if you're not using ASP.NET Ajax, then your application will work just fine without it, without incurring the additional overhead. Otherwise, when you include a script manager on the page, Visual Studio then knows that you're going to be doing Ajax programming, and you're free to do so. Now, that's simple enough, but I want to show you one additional piece of support that I think is very interesting. Because most of us that are doing ASP.NET Ajax programming are also using the Ajax Control Toolkit. And the Ajax Control Toolkit, because it's a separately constructed, community-driven project, it's not going to be part of the core technology because it's community-driven. So it's not, strictly speaking, a Microsoft product, but it's a community-built product. However, most of us that are doing ASP.NET Ajax development are using the Ajax Control Toolkit. So let's go out and get an instance of the toolkit by going to ajax.asp.net. Click on Download ASP.NET Ajax. I'm going to scroll down a little bit and click on the Download the Control Toolkit button. Now, one of the things to note is that there are now two versions of the toolkit, one for ASP.NET 3.5 and one for previous versions of ASP.NET. So we're going to want one of the Framework 3.5 versions. You can choose the no-source one if you don't want the source code, but one of the things that I think is really useful about the control toolkit is the availability of the source code. So if you want to target a different control type when you're working with an extender, for example, or you want to modify the particular behaviors, it's right there in source code, and you can adapt to the control extenders to meet the exact functionality that you need in your application. So I'm going to go ahead and download it. It's just under 3 megabytes, so it's a quick download, and that's with the source code, of course. And I'm going to extract the files, and I'm going to extract them into my program files directory. So let's go find program files. And just call this Ajax Control Toolkit. So go ahead and do the extraction. While that's finishing, let's go out and find that directory. So Program Files, Ajax Control Toolkit. Now, one little change that I like to make, you notice here that there's a whole solution here, and you can rebuild the toolkit because it's distributed as source code. So I often do that. So I'm often manipulating the toolkit and building new assemblies based on the original toolkit. So one of the things that I like to do is, you'll notice here in the binaries directory, there isn't actually a version of the toolkit assembly. So what I like to do is go into the sample website's bin directory where those files exist on installation and make a copy of them and put them in the binaries directory so that generally in my applications I'm working with the default version until I have an updated version that I want to bring forward into my personal production use. So now I can go into Visual Web Developer, create a new tool tab, now if you're thinking you've already seen me do this in previous videos, then I'll ask you to hold on because I'm just adding the Ajax Control Toolkit tab here so that I can show you the really cool new extender support that's built into Visual Studio 2008. And of course, it's going to take a little while to go out and reflect on the GAC and see all of the assemblies that are installed. We're in fact going to go browse out to that Program Files Ajax Control Toolkit directory that we just created. So let's grab Program Files, go to the Ajax Control Toolkit into binaries, and then go down and grab the Ajax Control Toolkit DLL. And of course, it automatically selects all of the instantiatable controls so that when I click OK, you'll see a couple of dozen controls will get populated into that toolkit. Right, so here are all of the controls that are available in the current incarnation of the Ajax Control Toolkit. And of course, you want to keep your eye on the toolkit project on CodePlex because as a community-driven project, new controls are constantly being added, so its usefulness continues to grow. So what I'd like to point out here is that you'll notice now, remember when I highlighted this button before, we didn't see this this little helper expansion that was available. This wasn't here before, but because I've added the control toolkit and all of the extenders to Visual Studio, Visual Studio now becomes extender aware. So when I set focus to a control that has extenders, and just if you're not familiar with how extenders work, basically extenders are control enhancements that are designed to extend the visual and behavioral properties of a particular control. So what Visual Studio now understands is that when there are extenders that are included in the Visual Studio environment for the control that you've just highlighted, it gives you the option in the designer to add an extender. So in our case, we've highlighted the button control, and these are all of the extenders that are available for the button control. So for example, the one that you've probably seen before is Confirm Button Extender. So I'll select Confirm Button Extender, click on OK. That extender automatically gets added to my project. I can go ahead here and just add the confirm text. So we'll say, are you sure? Now run our application. And when I click on the button, we'll see that extender confirmation with the text that we've added. So there are a couple of things that make that particularly useful, I think. The first thing is that you automatically know, simply by setting focus to the control, that control type has extenders that are available for your use. You also don't have to figure out which extenders are appropriate for which control types, because when you select on the extender helper, that dialog pops up and shows you all of the extenders that are in place that are appropriate for that control type. So from my perspective, that's a very useful addition to Visual Studio 2008 when you're using the ASP.NET Ajax and the Ajax Control Toolkit, because it will point you right to the extenders that are appropriate for the particular control that you're working against at that point in time.